Hi, this is the Music Box Radio 41.26 MHz streaming from internet tmbo.xyz. You are listening to Music Box Radio. Thank you very much. Other people, hi. How's it going? Recently I found a sushi boy store. Sushi Bowl is a famous Japanese sushi chain store. My childhood, 2,000 stores in Japan. And after that, the stores open outside of Japan. I found America. In America, it is called Kozozushi, but in America, Sushi Boy. And recently, we can't eat in a Sushi Boy because stores decreasing. This week also terrible English story. I found the store very rare, and I'm very happy. I like Sushi Boy's Batera. Batera is a kind of sushi, and it's very tasty, very good taste. So today's the Music Box Radio 130 session. Titled Sushi Boy is Still Alive. Okay, hope you enjoyed. Machiko Watanabe, Hikaru Melody. Thank you. The Music Box Radio、マチコ渡辺、光るメロディートーキングヘッズクロスアイランドペインペインでペインレス Talking Heads、Cross Island Painless、 1980 from the album Remaining Light. Okay, so next tune, Surgeon, Untitled, from Midnight Club Tracks 2. We'll be right back. So, Sajon, Untitled, from the EP Midnight Club Tracks 2, 2001, Counterbalance. Okay, so next tune, Raymond Lefebvre at Son Grand Orchestra, Days of Pearl Spencer. The Mezbox Radio, Raymond Lefebvre at Edson Grand Orchestra, Days of Pearl Spencer, 1972. The Mezbox Radio, 130 session, Sushi Bowl is still alive. Today's last number. This time, the Mezbox Radio plays heavy music. All vinyls, vinyl records. Okay. So next tune is today's last number. Barry White and the Love and Limited Orchestra, Just Living Up. Thank you. Okay, so thanks for listening, all the people. Today was the 130th session, the Music Box Radio. Thanks for listening. And we hope you also listen next week. Next week, 134th session, October 8th. We will upload a new program. Okay, so hope you enjoy. Sorry for terrible English. Okay, bye.
市民政教がお送りします。
こんにちは。釧路地方裁判所で審理が進められている釧路諮問訴訟のうち、諮問と認定された患者4人と被告の国と製薬3社の間で、釧路諮問としては初めての和解が成立しました。全国で最も早く諮問患者が見つかった釧路地方では、他の諮問訴訟に比べ患者の掘り起こし調査が遅れ、ようやく去年から今年にかけ、患者と家族合わせて84人が国と製薬3社を相手取って総額22億円の支払いを求める訴えを起こし、現在釧路地方裁判所で審理が続けられています。この時間のニュースはこの辺で。
家具や電化製品など1万円以上のまとまったお買い物に生協の年末ボーナス一括払い、今すぐ買ってお支払いは12月27日から。暮らしの楽しさ先取りの生協年末ボーナス一括払いをどうぞ。生協にとって唯一の自己資金、それは組合員の資金です。生協がさらに大きく私たちの暮らしに役立つよう、あなたの資金を2万円以上にしましょう。生協は組合員あなたのお店です。
あなたの町のあなたの市民生協がお送りしました。